Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Vibe Breakfast. Miles and Al here. Time to go through what's on our mind this week. So, what's on my mind at the moment is phone voices. Do you have a phone voice?
Well, now that you mention it, I think I probably do, yeah.
Okay, should we test it quickly?
Sure.
All right, okay, hold on. The phone's just going to ring, and I want you to answer it as you would answer to... if you don't know the number.
Mm.
So it's a work call. And you have a phone from the 1970s.
Hello, it's Al here at Vibe 107.6.
See, everyone goes a bit posh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Only a little bit for you, but everyone goes a bit... my mum has the best phone voice. So my mum's a Kiwi.
Yeah.
So she goes from working for the Queen to living on the farm. So the phone will ring and she'll answer and she'll be like, hello. Oh, g'day, guys! How are ya?
Like a different person.
Oh, it's amazing. But what I was thinking is, because the youth of the of today, modern age, people don't really phone call as much. It's a texting generation.
Yeah. It's a dying art form.
It is. Do you think that instead of a phone voice, we're going to have to start calling it a Siri voice?
Yeah, possibly.
Because,
oh, man.
I've noticed with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because she sets her timers using Siri when she's cooking, and she'll just go, hey, Siri, set a timer for 10 minutes.
Because AI is still not quite that clever yet. You have to talk in a way that you know it's going to understand you.
Exactly.
So you have to be very clear and a little bit slower.
So I think it's going to go from phone voice to Siri voice.
Yeah.
My Siri's Australian, because I got my phone in New Zealand. And it pronounces... I haven't told you this, have I?
No.
The way it pronounces your surname. should we try it? See if we can get this on. Okay. Hey, Siri, call Al.
Calling Al Live a Lie Home.
What lie are you living?
Live a lie.
Live a lie.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know. Stop Living the Lie? Was that David Sneddon?
Yeah, I think it might
from, Pop Idol.
Yeah, I think
that's
it might
you. What's on your mind?
Wow. Well, I've had one question on my mind this week. Very simple one. Can I watch The Muppet Christmas Carol yet?
No.
Really?
In December. I'm a December person.
It's 2020, though. Come on.
I know. I was thinking I'm just about ready for a pair of Christmas socks, but they're subtle.
Okay.
But outwardly Christmas stuff is a December thing for me. Even this year, I'm almost being lenient this
year. No wriggle room, though, for you.
Not really. No, but at the same time, you end up watching the Christmas episodes of American sitcoms in June.
Yes, they just crop up on TV as well.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, oh, it's the Christmas episode of Friends.
Yeah.
Why is Love Actually on the telly?
Yeah.
But I would say not yet.
I just need something. I just need a hit of Christmas.
I would just say you do you.
Mm. Might just put on a bit of Bing Crosby when I get home, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Pum-pum-pum-pum.
Vibe 107.6.
Miles, I know it's a bit early for this, but how do you like your steak?
Oh, rare or to medium rare.
Okay, interesting. I'm about the same, I think. Yeah, rare to medium, something like that.
I've gotten rare as I've gotten older.
Mm.
I think kids have them effectively ruined.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because you overcook them.
Yeah.
The thing that got me into getting medium rare and rare is doing I've forgotten what they're called, but they're like the meat fondues, where you dip your thing in, you get lots of different bits of meat, so you go, oh, I'll just try it. So you dip in and out, rare. Oh, let's
have a little go.
Gorgeous, melts in your mouth. I like steak now.
Mm. Exactly.
So yeah, I'm a rare to medium rare.
You might like this then.
Okay.
But probably not, because it's appalling. So as I understand, I'm not on TikTok, but I understand it's basically where people post videos of themselves doing stupid things and the internet goes, what are you doing? You're a moron.
Yes.
And this is a good example of this. Someone's put a video on TikTok, which has gone viral, thinking they found the best way to cook a steak. I'm just going to show you a picture, and you can tell me what you think.
What? What?
Yes.
That is like the laziest thing ever, and it's going to ruin it.
Yeah, it's just not going to work, is it? So, for the listener, there are two steaks in a toaster.
That is so stupid.
That's just incredible, isn't it?
Is that because it must... firstly, it must be in America. is that because they put, like, they want the grill marks? they like to use a barbecue.
You
so
get good grill marks on that, wouldn't
you? You get good grill marks. Yeah. No, absolutely not. You'd ruin your toaster, surely.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's dangerous as well with all the fat and stuff going into the bottom. Don't try this at home.
Yeah.
But also, it'd be raw in the middle, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but that's a rare steak.
But, like, would that be completely raw?
Yeah, but that's a rare steak.
Oh, is it? Oh, fair enough.
Yeah, it's not like... What did you think's happening?
I don't know. I thought
it's kind of...
I thought rare's, like, just a little bit cooked.
No, and you're allowed to... You can eat, raw red meat.
Yeah, it's okay.
Like steak tartare.
Yeah.
Steak tartare. Mm. No, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah, it
would ruin the toaster. Mm. Also, you can have very meaty toast.
Yeah, very.
It's giving you having bovril on your toast all the time.
Vibe 107.6.
We might be getting a vaccine.
Yes.
It looks like it. Based on the news... This could be it.
We're cautiously optimistic, aren't we?
Cautiously optimistic. Mm. They've done some trials. Pfizer, US firm. Was Trump right? Now he's gone. Well, not yet, anyway. Pfizer said they've 90% effective, the latest trials, which is really, really positive.
That's a good rate of effectiveness, isn't it?
It's a good rate of effectiveness. And if it is 90% effective, that means that they just need to make a couple of improvements.
Mm, means I'm 90% excited.
Exactly. And that leads in to what I think we should do today, because I don't know how you reacted, but I thought today... That's the wrong button. This one. top three ways... You could react if you're just finding out the news that we might be getting a COVID vaccine.
Sure.
That it might be ready. In at three.
I'm not getting carried away.
The smile on your face.
Yeah.
Secretly, inside, you're getting carried away.
Keeping it inside.
But really, you're saying, look, let's just be calm for a second, but I'm really happy here. At two. Get in there! Oh, COVID, you can... off. I'm so happy. Oh my god, this is the best news ever. Yes.
Wow, that was incredible. I wondered what you needed that beeping for.
It's been that year.
Yeah. Wow, it really all came out then.
Yeah,
didn't it?
Getting the aggression out.
Yeah,
I think we needed that. Yeah. And number one,
how are you gonna top that?
Number one, the easy way, which is what I always do when I'm happy. Stick on Beyonce.
Vibe 107.6.
To de-stress now, we've got into this habit every evening of Heidi plaiting my hair while we watch telly.
So it's not the direction I thought you were going to go in.
She sits there and does really, like, it's almost like really thin cornrows that are loose from my head.
Mm.
I don't know, plaits is what you'd call it. So she just sits there for all evening, just plaiting my hair in front of the telly. I look ridiculous at the end.
I think you should keep this in for one Thursday morning and...
No. I go other places.
I can imagine it suits you.
Yeah, I look like... you know those dolls with, like, those plugged-in hair bits?
Yeah.
It looks like that. It looks like it's horrible.
Wow.
So, 80818, start your text with Vibe. What do you do while you're watching telly? No one just watches telly anymore.
Absolutely not. Not in this day and age.
Gogglebox would try to have you prove otherwise, that it's a lovely activity the family sit round and watch and chat.
Nobody does that, though.
Doesn't happen. Everybody has phones. Mm. So what do you do while you're watching the telly? My girlfriend now plaits my hair every single night, and it's getting to the point where they're getting harder and harder to get out. Normally I go to bed and they're out by the morning. This morning I had to do a lot of frizzing my hair to try and get out.
One of these days you're going to come in and you're going to be stuck with it and I'm going to get to see what it looks like.
Vibe 107.6.
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday to
who?
Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to
who?
Leave it to the experts. Easy game that we play. Happy birthday to who? Some celebrity birthdays today, or would be celebrity birthdays today. There's a little hint on one of them. I give you a cryptic clue, or a couple of cryptic clues. You tell me
whose birthday it is.
Yeah, whose birthday it is. I'm just having a complete brain fade today.
I can't decide whether this has got easier or harder since you changed it.
It's more fun.
Yeah.
It's better. Okay, you ready? First one.
I am ready. Go ahead.
I was a future queen writing a diary, then slipped into Prada before getting involved with Batman and becoming miserable.
Is it Anne Hathaway.
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much indeed.
38 years young today, Anne Hathaway. Happy birthday. Big fan of the show.
Princess Diaries, great movie.
Yeah, so you got Princess Diaries, you got Devil Wears Prada there, getting involved Batman, yeah. Dark Knight Rises, mm-hmm. She's Catwoman, or Selina Kyle, and Becoming Miserable, Les Miserables.
Oh, of course. Actually, that one went over my head.
Les Mis.
Nice.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay, on to the next one. When I was a kid, I loved Mickey Mouse. Made my wife love me every day by telling her our story. Then I sang and danced in the film that sort of almost won the Best Picture Oscar.
Okay. Hang on a minute. So was in La La Land.
Yeah.
Is it Ryan Gosling?
Yes, it is.
So was he in the Mickey Mouse Club?
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, yeah, when he was a kid. What was the song called? The Notebook.
Yep.
Making my wife love me every day with our story. I can't read my own handwriting. It's a disaster.
He's struggling to.
Yeah, and then sang a dance with it. She almost sort of maybe won an Oscar.
I'm doing well today.
And the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's audio for this one. First ever audio-based one.
Oh, exciting.
Who is Mika singing about in this? I try to
be like... Oh, Grace Kelly.
Yes, it would be Grace Kelly's birthday today. She was born in 1929, died in 1982, so she would be 91?
91?
91 today.
Wow.
Grace Kelly.
Vibe 107.6.
So, Miles, what do you think is the worst accent in a movie ever?
Worst of all, person doing an accent.
Yeah, worst person trying to do an accent.
Well, you can't really look past Dick Van Dyke's Cockney accent.
Exactly, the best example ever.
Winds in the east. Mist coming in.
So
like something is brewing. About to begin.
Well, that clip is actually one of the better parts.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah. It's not too bad though.
Hello, Mary Poppins!
But now we have a new competitor for the crown of worst accents in a movie ever. So there's a new film coming out. The trailer's just been released.
Right.
It's called Wild Mountain Time. Let's hear Christopher Walken first of all try to do an Irish accent.
Welcome to Ireland.
What?
Once upon a time, there were two farms. The Muldoon Farm, where Rosemary lived.
It's like he's just gone to an Irish-American family and gone, well, that must be right.
It's so bad.
It's not even trying. He's just not doing Christopher Walken.
Exactly.
It's Christopher Walken not doing Christopher Walken.
Welcome to Ireland. So, secondly, this is an interesting one. It's Jamie Dornan trying to do an Irish accent. He's from Northern Ireland. He just can't do the South.
There's these green fields. And there's us. Whatever that is.
Is that still a Northern Irish accent, then?
Well, it's not even that, but it's just terrible. I mean, it's better than Christopher Walken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but finally, and this is the star of the film, here's the pièce de résistance. This is Emily Blunt.
How many days do we have while the sun shines?
Oh, I want to watch this film.
So this trailer's just come out yesterday. It's been absolutely slated on the internet. My favourite thing about this, the best reaction, is the Leprechaun Museum in Ireland said,
right,
even we think this is a bit much.
Vibe 107.6.
Time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
So, no prizes for guessing what's inspired me this week. Now, I don't want to go too heavy on the US politics, because, you know, it is a light show that we do.
How brilliant was the election, though?
Oh, it was so exciting.
We get... The thing is, and this is the thing, because he's lost.
Mm.
Probably. I don't really know what's happening now. He's doing lots of legal things, but it looks like he's lost and he's just taking it badly.
Mm.
I'm hoping the Republicans go... We'd go another year of this, to be fair, and put him up next time, because it's too exciting.
Yeah, exactly. It has been a fun election, that's for sure. Yeah, as elections go. So I was thinking about it. It's kind of... The way it's all gone has given me some ideas, some inspiration on maybe how to change the way that we play the quiz. So this week, we're going to play a game called I Won This Quiz By A Lot. I've changed the rules around a little bit. It's pretty simple, okay? So I've got five questions in front of me.
Mm.
They're all to do with America.
Mm.
You just have to answer it. You need to answer it incorrectly.
And
there's also an extra point up for grabs the more ridiculous the answer that you give, okay? So there's 10 points in total, 5 questions. Are you ready to play? I won this quiz by a lot!
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah,
question
ready.
Number one.
Okay.
What state is New York City in?
Idaho.
I like Idaho. I'm going to give you 2 points for that.
Yes.
because that was a bit rogue and wrong as well.
Is it estate?
I don't know. I think so. Right. Maybe not. Number two. Name one of the four presidents featured on Mount Rushmore.
Homer Simpson.
Nice. I like it. Wrong and stupid. 2 points for that. Four in total so far. You're doing very well this
week. Thank you.
Number three. What does the First Amendment to the US Constitution say?
Hate America.
Wow, that you went there.
Yeah.
Again, 2 points I'm going to say for that. Mm. That's really good. You're doing incredibly well this week.
This is my week.
Number four. Who was the 43rd president of the United States?
The 43rd president?
Mm.
Kamala Harris.
Yeah. All right. Not as the 43rd, though, because we're already on 46.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you 1 point for that, I think.
Right, okay.
Number five, finally, what does the Statue of Liberty famously hold in her hand?
Chips.
Nice. 2 points. 9 out of 10.
Hey!
You are really stupid.
Vibe 107.6.
Al, what do you think about vapors?
Prefer it to smoking.
Prefer it to smoking. Mm. Don't like how sometimes they treat it not like smoking. So you'll be walking down the street into a cloud of steam. So I don't want to walk into what has been in your mouth.
Yeah, a cloud of blackcurrant flavoured steam or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not smoke. I don't care.
Yeah.
For a second, I just don't want it in my face.
Yeah, no, I get that.
They've been making themselves look a bit dim recently.
Mm.
The Xbox Series X has been having some problems, the new Xbox Series X, because it's been overheating, so people have been complaining.
Ah.
What the manufacturer have found is that the reason it's overheating and they're having these problems is because they've now had to tell people to stop vaping into the Xbox.
Oh, wow.
Because it's like a grid, so it looks cool.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Oh,
what are you thinking is going to happen?
Yeah.
80818, start your text with Vibe. What's the stupidest way you've broken something?
Vibe 107.6.
I once climbed on a tent and thought that was a good idea. It wasn't.
Turns out not. I learned when I was a student that you can't put an oven-proof dish on the hob.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
No, I didn't realise this.
No.
I thought it just meant heat-proof.
Yeah, no, it's not hob-proof.
Yeah, so I was making a lovely chilli, I think it was, and I thought, oh, I've got this dish, I'll just put that on the hob, that's fine. I had to throw the whole thing away because it was full of broken Pyrex.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Did it split?
Yeah, I just heard this crack, and that was the end of my dinner.
Because I once went, there's another thing you can't do with some oven-proof things, is go straight, you definitely gotta go straight from the oven, scoop out the stuff you're using,
yeah,
and then put them in the sink and put water in them. Crack.
Oh, really?
Can happen.
I thought you just get a dramatic sizzle, which I always enjoy.
No, you can ruin pans doing
that. Oh,
wow,
They
bend, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so
I've,
your dramatic sizzle.
New,
yeah. Yeah, no wonder all your food's undercooked. It's not working.
Vibe 107.6.
Oh, I love it. It's such a good show.
I've never got that into it. I've sort of dipped in and out of it.
But this year...
Like this might be the year.
This year's going to be like a refresh, which is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Mm.
Because it's been a little bit same old, but still entertaining.
Yeah.
But now it's a complete change.
Mm.
They're having to wear woolly hats.
Yeah.
It's going to be freezing.
Absolutely freezing. They're in a castle that no one can pronounce in Wales.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it's called.
It's like Castle or
Let's call it Gwendolyn. Yeah. Let's just call the castle Gwendolyn. It's a Welsh name, isn't it?
Yeah, it's medieval.
So they're going to be in Gwendolyn.
Mm.
The one trial that I'm worried about, I don't know, are they going to call them Bush Tucker trials? Are they going to call them, like...
I don't know. I suspect they will, but...
Damp field trials or something like that. The one trial I'm worried about is the eating trial.
Mm.
So, normally it's horrible witchetty grubs, fish eyes, and all this stuff from Australia.
Yeah.
Now, potentially they could do that again.
Mm.
Or they could do Welsh stuff. So what I'm worried about is that they're going to serve them like a really nice roast Welsh lamb and some Welsh rarebit and go, eat this to get more meals. They go, awful, I'm hating this.
Yeah.
Big smile on their face.
Yeah, that's potentially a problem, is it? I mean, I suppose they could just dig around in Wales and find some sort of spiders and beetles
sheep
and poo. Yeah. Funny that lying around.
I wonder what the trolls will be like in the castle.
Mm.
It's going to be spookier.
Yeah. It's going to be a totally different vibe, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, they won't get rained on.
Mm.
Like, they would get rained on, but they're not going to let them get rained on, I think.
No, I guess not.
Because before, they'd get rained on. If it rains, they get rained on.
It depends how ruined the castle is.
Yeah.
It's got no roof.
I don't know whether it's quite cruel of us to be annoyed that they're not going to get rained on.
Mm.
Because that's, you know, it's almost physical torture, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an extra level of cruelty, isn't
and
it?
And worried that they're going to be served a nice meal instead of fish eyes.
Yeah. But you're right, it's just not going to be the same this year.
But but watching I'm a Celeb just brings the sadist out in all of us.
Well, exactly, that's what it's for, isn't it?
It is exactly what it's for. It's to watch people suffer and then go back to their really nice houses at the end. You vote the ones that you don't like, and you're actually voting them into a more pleasant place.
Mm.
Really, you should. The ones that everyone hates should win.
Have you got any picks for the winner at this early stage?
AJ.
Oh, from Strictly?
Yeah, Pritchard. I think he'll win.
Mo Farah might be in with her.
Maybe. I just think...
The people's champ.
Yeah, he is the people's champ, but AJ Pritchard is Strictly, so all the mums will like him.
Mm.
Shane Ritchie's going to be up there.
Yeah.
And Vernon.
Yeah, everyone loves Vernon.
The person I'm looking forward to the most is Beverly Callard.
Yeah.
I just want there to be a challenge where she has to pull pints and tell people they're barred. You're barred! I'm looking for. I think it starts Saturday, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Sunday. It might be Saturday.
Yeah, and we're
so well informed in these kind of segments.
And I can't wait to see Mo Farah sit down for a lovely Welsh rarebit.
Vibe 107.6.
What do you think the worst name you could possibly have at the moment would be?
Donald?
No. There's a lady in Oldham called Corona.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, apparently she was named after the midwife who delivered her, and her name is Corona. And,
oh, man.
I mean, that's bad enough at the moment, like, just being called Corona, but the story gets worse. And I shouldn't laugh at this because it's horrible, but cold callers have found her in the phone book and are calling her and abusing her.
No.
Like, swearing.
Oh, come on.
Who goes out of their way to go... That's the virus's number.
Yeah.
I've got to call them and say that... Apparently people are calling her saying that she's killing everyone.
People are actually thinking it's her fault.
Yeah.
Wow.
They think she is coronavirus.
I mean, it reminds me of, like, one of the only good things to come out of this is all the discounted Corona beer that you can get in the supermarket.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
I've been enjoying
that.
Because
people won't drink it, which is just ridiculous. It's the nicest beer, and guess it doesn't have the virus in it.
Yeah, exactly. Nor does the lady called Corona.
No, it's actually like the sun. A Corona is a sun shape, I think. And that's why a Corona has the... It's like the sun beams.
Oh, I see, because the virus is shaped like that.
Like a sun, yeah. That's what it is, yeah. So this lady called Corona, we apologise for people, to you, Corona.
Mm.
Not the coronavirus, we hate you.
Yeah.
But actual Corona in Oldham.
If the coronavirus is listening.
Yeah, if the coronavirus is, and it's always listening.
Yeah.
We hate you, coronavirus, it's all around. But yeah, this is horrible. Imagine being someone who goes through the phone book and finds someone's name and goes... Well, that must be the coronavirus number.
I better call it.
I better call it and tell it to go away.
Mm. And then we'll all be cured.
Vibe 107.6.
England play tonight in a friendly match. Will you be watching?
Yes, I love it. It's my favourite.
Yeah, no, you won't, will you?
Who are we playing?
Ireland, actually.
Oh.
So, Christopher Walken will be watching and supporting. Yes, and there could be some local involvement. Harry Winks, Tottenham Hotspur player from Hemel Hempstead. From Hemel, bruv. He could be playing for England. It's a friendly, so it's the type of game that he might start, because he's not really first choice at the moment.
Yeah.
But that could be good.
The friendly basically just doesn't matter.
No, just except beating Ireland.
Mm.
Sending them back to the Emerald Isle with their tails between their legs. That's the plan. I'm looking for... It was meant to be England-New Zealand, which would have been great, cool for me.
Mm.
But that was called off because of Corona, so they rescheduled with Ireland.
Mm. Do they have friendly matches? Do they only exist between national teams? Or could you have a friendly between, like, Man United and Liverpool?
No, you can. They're normally in pre-season.
Okay, sure.
So it's like a warm-up game, and they do it for England games because they don't have many. But then there's two others after this, and there's normally only two for an international... I don't know why they're doing three now, but they are, and they've included friendlies, and I like it.
Mm, I like the idea of a friendly. It's like a kickabout, isn't it?
No, but yeah, okay. I mean, you'd go, and you'd... Oh, sorry, I don't want to take the ball round you. I can't. You would be great in a friendly.
Exactly.
Vibe 107.6.
Did you watch it on Tuesday?
Oh, it's so good.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Mm.
I tell you what, Peter's a lucky boy. Oh, spoiler alert, by the way, but at the same time, spoiler alert, but if you've not watched it yet, it's your fault,
it's
not mine.
It's been 2 days.
Yeah, you've had plenty of time.
Exactly, more than enough time.
Peter's a lucky boy.
Mm.
Also, of course, he's had suet. Like, he's the youngest one, he's the youngest one there.
Yeah.
And he's the only one who knows how to work with suet, because it's only him and Prue Leith who've eaten suet. But Prue Leith is the right age to have eaten suet, but he's from some weird... place in Edinburgh that is clearly stuck in the 1930s.
Yeah. I like Peter, but it's good to see someone who's been so perfect kind of stumble.
Oh, but at the same time, I've liked Peter as well, and Heidi's picked to win. And when he was stumbling, I was like, my pick's gone. I picked Markel.
Oh, yeah.
And then I thought Lottie would do well. And yeah, it's like, they're falling. They're crumbling.
It's an unpredictable one this year.
But when I thought that, when Peter was, like, looking like he might go out, I got a little bit sort of angry at him when he got a bit cocky.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that when
I
he said,
so.
I'm in trouble here. I think I've done enough. It's like, what? Yeah. You've been rubbish.
Nobody's safe here.
No, and he was rubbish. Yeah, All three of his things were rubbish. It's only because Mark did something terrible at the end that was just awful.
Yeah.
Then he went out.
Those jelly cakes were unbelievable.
Oh, they were cool, weren't they?
Yeah, the one Hermine made.
Yeah, oh. She is quickly becoming a front runner.
Yeah, she started out quite quietly, and then she's really at the front of the race now.
And Laura's baking is just a complete mess that tastes good.
Yeah,
that's what I've noticed.
That's how it seems to work, isn't it?
If I went into a shop, I'd go not that, but apparently I shouldn't be going not that. I should be going that because it's going to taste amazing.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I think, and I said this to Phoebe the other day, I think the standard of baking this year is a bit lower.
Yes! Yeah. I don't think we've had a real, like, Rahul a couple of years ago. Oh, the guy was a genius. He was a wizard.
Exactly. I don't think any of them are going to have their own range of cooking books or TV show or anything like that.
No, neither do I. I think that they're all a bit okay.
Mm.
But, yeah,
okay.
I think Peter might be in trouble next week because he got very lucky with that last challenge that Mark did so badly. Because Mark had done all right in the technical or the first one.
Everyone did badly in the technical.
Everyone did badly. That was great, wasn't it? It was Suet Pond Pudding. They got the pond right because it was just a plate of water with some pie in it. It was awful. Bake Off back next year. We're not even promoting her. We don't have to say that.
No, just love it.
We love it. But Peter, if you're listening, lucky boy. Radio Made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.